Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today as we talk with Weldon Wynn, new vice chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. Back with Weldon after this.
When you pour milk on your cereal each morning, do you ever wonder how that milk was produced? For every glass of milk you drink, there are over 1,000 dairy farm families in Texas, New Mexico, and Oklahoma who are working to be sure you can have the most wholesome and nutritious milk they can produce. All the while, they remain committed to protecting the environment and supporting sustainable agriculture, while struggling with the same economic challenges we all face. In today's economy, we all want to stretch our dollar at the grocery store. Milk remains one of the best values for your dollar. If you do the math, an 8-ounce glass of milk costs around 25 cents. So, for a couple dimes and a nickel, you get a glass packed with protein, calcium, B vitamins, as well as vitamins A and D, all important to good health. So drink up. That milk is good for you and your family's budget. If you'd like to learn more about modern dairy farming, please check us out at dairyfarmingtoday.org.
Working for you, dairy farmers from your hometown.
The Cattlemen's Beef Board has had its share of controversy over the first half of 2011, with the resignation first of Tom Ramey, the CEO of the board, and then later the chairman of the board, Tom Jones of Arkansas. But now it looks like things are rolling a little bit better for the board, as the meeting here at the Summer Cattle Industry Conference in Orlando thus far has been pretty positive for the CBB. They've elected officers. New chairman of the board is Wesley Grau. New vice chairman, Weldon Wynn of Arkansas. And he talked with us right after that election, saying that things are rolling along just fine.
Oh, sure. I feel real good about where we're at now. And I think that it's going to be better even from here on. We've got a direction that we've taken that's going to be a working relationship with our contractors, all contractors. And they see that. And we're going forward.
Tell me about the rules and responsibilities that did pass this morning by the full board. How does that maybe impact what'll be going on with CBB?
The roles and responsibilities is a thing that we had to do to continue on with CBB. And as you probably was in the meeting there, we saw that several of them did not change from what we've been operating under. There was one that was controversial, which you also saw, and that was the one that concerned committees. And if you remember on that one, we come back down and the Federation and CBB will still serve on the committees and have policy members in the room as non-voting members. So this was the basic concern, and it's all worked out and everything's going forward.
In your mind, what are your priorities? How do you see the checkoff best utilized in the next few months, but also the next couple of years?
Where the checkoff is concerned, number one, we're going to have to watch after our dollars. We know that we've got shrinking dollars, and it's probably going to happen fairly quickly with the way the cattle industry is going. But where I see the checkoff going is like I've told you a while ago, we're going to go forward. We're going to have to do more with less dollars. In fact, we're down 20% in funds available from where we were 5 years ago. With that kind of drop in funds, we have to do more with what we've got to make the dollar go further. I see us, though, continually striving to do what the producer wants to be done across the nation and around the world.
Weldon Wynn visiting with us here in Orlando at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference that's wrapping up here the latter part of this week. Weldon, of course, currently the vice chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. He's a former president of the Arkansas Cattlemen's Association. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Whether it's too hot and dry or too cold and wet, Weatherbill has a new program to protect your winter wheat profits. Total Weather Insurance from Weatherbill is the first full-season insurance program that pays you automatically when bad weather hits. Lock in profits now for your 2012 winter wheat crop by calling an authorized Weatherbill agent near you and get a free copy of your weather risk report. Call 800-214-3144 and start protecting your 2012 winter wheat profits. That's Weatherbill, 800-214-3144.
That's your Beef Buzz from Orlando, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.